Good morning. It is 8:32 a.m. on Thursday, April the 4th, 2025, here on it's a partly cloudy day here on the Front Range, east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. Yeah, my good intentions for yesterday got sort of derailed. I had something of an epiphany early that drove me back into the cat, the wizard's cat. I keep the file open in my word processor, but I noticed that after the last, I rebooted the machine a couple days ago, and noticed that I hadn't reopened it. I also had some thoughts about writing and trying to think back, going back to the old meditation question, how did it make you feel when you did it for fun? And realized that the biggest obstacle was not a lack of consistency. It was not a lack of productivity. The biggest obstacle was trying to turn writing my stories into some sort of commodity where consistency and productivity are meaningful metrics. And I know word count is always my touchstone, always has been. And it's less a measure of productivity, although it is. But it's more of a celebration of productivity than a predictor. And things started really going poorly when I successfully wrote 2,000 words a day for many days in a row, and then had to spend way too much time trying to take the resulting books and turn them into something that resembled a good story. And that epiphany that consistency and productivity were not necessarily antithetical to writing, but were in fact an obstacle in failing to satisfy those arbitrary requirements. I wasn't doing what I needed to do. Even when I was satisfying them, they weren't satisfying in the same way that binging out 100,000 word novel in 10 days was satisfying. In part because I can't keep it in my brain longer than 2 or 3 weeks at a time. So keeping up with the story as it's unfolding, writing only a snippet here, a snippet there, over the course of several weeks became impossible. I couldn't do it. And so things got choppy. Things got out of sequence. Things got copied and pasted and in the wrong places. And continuity was never good. But it got worse. And that idea that if I really want to get back to how did it make me feel when I used to do it for fun, I needed to embrace the binge. So I spent 3 hours yesterday working on the story, mostly just reading back through to see if what I had was a good enough foundation to continue, and ultimately decided that it was. It is. And I spent another, maybe 45 minutes to an hour this morning when I was thinking about breakfast, actually writing new words. But I had to put it down because I needed food. I need to get the walk in. I need to do some bread baking today, which means I'm on a timeline. I need to get the bread in the oven by 12:45, which means I have to light the oven at 12:30, which means I need to have the dough in its pans by 11:45. Which means I really needed to start it at 7 o'clock. So I'm trying to figure out. I'll be getting home around 9. So I'm trying to figure out how I can get 4 hours worth of, 5 hours worth of bread time in 3 hours. 2 hours. Well, you know, no. 3 hours. I think I can do it. One of the issues is that I don't need to leave it. I usually let it rest for an hour between turns. I knead it in the bowl and I basically do a few turns of the bowl, folding and pressing, folding and pressing, folding and pressing. But I usually give it an hour between turns because it gives it a good chance to puff up a little bit more. Which is really counterproductive because then I push all the pressure, all the puffiness out. And what I really need is to develop the gluten so that when the bread rises in its pans, the CO2 doesn't just all disappear, doesn't just evaporate. And I've experimented with 30-minute breaks, which means I can do the three turns. I can do the mix. I can do the autolyse. Give it half an hour. So 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 10:30, 11, 11:30. Yeah. Do a little more working in the bowl and a little less time between works. That should do it. I just need to be aware that the problem is that I've got a task I've got to do this afternoon between 1:45 and 2:15, which means I can't be messing with the bread. And 90 minutes is too long to leave bread rising. Even with the low levels of yeast that I use on it, it's too long. I suppose I could cut the yeast back. Slow it down. Bake it when we get back. That would do it. Bread science. So yeah, the sourdough. I did some sourdough the other day. Today's Thursday. It was like over the weekend sometime. I did sourdough and worked on the tartine bread idea of using the starter when it's fresh, after it has risen and before it starts to subside, and using that sweet smelling starter, because at that point it doesn't have any acid or alcohol smell to it at all, and using that to create a leaven that's big enough to make bread from. And the structure of sourdough bread is so much different that even if I'm using the same hydration ratio, 65%, it feels loose and sloppy. It's difficult, it's sticky, it's difficult to work. The bread itself, and I finally got done screwing around with it, got it in its pans, baked. It baked up real good. It came out nice. It did not have a real strong tang to it. It had a little bit. Guacamole helped kill it. It actually enhanced the guacamole flavor, sort of blended with the tang. It made it a very tasty toast. But with butter, just with butter by itself, it was kind of, come up on a get right, sit with me, more post. I was kind of, it had an unpleasant aftertaste. I used to love sourdough bread, and I think it's the same taste, but my tongue doesn't interpret it the same way anymore. I tried a commercial sourdough, and I can't taste it. I can't taste the sour in commercial sourdough. So there's clearly something else going on there. So I think I'm going to table the sourdough experimentation and just go back to making yeast bread. Boring old, immensely satisfying. Use up my Red Star active yeast. I froze about half of it. I still have a few dozen loaves left in the bag. I keep it in the fridge. It's good for a year. At least. And then I've got another 6 or 8 ounces of it in the freezer. So, well, 5 or 6 ounces of it in the freezer. It's not a half a pound, for sure. Anyway, so yeah, bread. I got to do bread today. I did groceries yesterday. I did my upper body. It was upper body day. And boy, howdy was it. I had pushed off doing grocery run for a long time. Pushed off. Finally, yesterday, we were out of everything. My cupboard wasn't exactly bare, but I could see bare from there. Well, boxwoods are coming along. Hello, boxwoods. I don't know what kind of shrub that is, but it's putting out little red tips, so it's budding up nicely. The daffodils aren't out. I did see a few grape hyacinths up in their usual place this morning. Some sort of flowering tree over there. Maybe a dogwood. I was was pleased to notice the red-winged blackbirds the other day. Oh yeah, look at this. This is, I'm going past the, well, that's a lot of dead wood. I'm going past the lilac hedge here. Lots of green buds, a few little, look like imminent emergence of flowering spikes on some of the. Hello, Robin. Robins hang around here all winter. I don't know why. It's cold here all winter. Generally speaking, it's not as cold as Maine. I'll give it that. Put on a new radio station, and well, not new, new. It's not even new to me. It's just one I've had in my list on Pandora for a while. I haven't listened to for a very long time, mostly because I haven't walked in a very long time. We won't go into that. But new alternative radio. I have a problem with new alternative. Yeah, I'm pretty sure these are dogwood trees. They're beautiful. There's 1, 2, 3, 4 of them in a row. They're all flowering up nicely. They look lovely. Mostly flowered up on the sides of the trees that face east and south. Coincidence? I think not. Anyway, I started listening again. I started listening to it yesterday a little bit, and turned it on again this morning. And I gotta say, you know, as much as I like to keep up with the contemporary radio scene, the contemporary music scene, the Pandora suggestions for what constitutes new music leaves me a little cold. I was ready to switch back, and then I heard Lowell Young come on with Conceited. And I stumbled across Lowell Young the other day. I think sometime over the weekend, or maybe it was early this week. And I watched several of her videos, listened to several of her tunes. Messy, Conceited. There were many comparisons made to between her and Adele. They're both Britpop. They're both British. Britpop's probably the wrong nomenclature. Certain level of Billie Eilish angst in it. But I have to say, after having several weeks of listening to Cream 10 years after and Led Zeppelin and Humble Pie and Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young and Jimi Hendrix and Traffic, Clapton, I'm not too enthusiastic about most of the music I heard this morning. Mostly, I think, because I can't hear it. The tendency to put the vocals behind the instrumentation. The instrumentation isn't there to support the vocals. It's there to hide it. I'm convinced it's there to hide it. I'm completely wrong on that, I know. But with my ears, I can't. There were a couple of them that I listened to this morning. I'm like, really? What the hell are they singing? Is this a group? Do they have a vocalist here? There's some sort of wordage happening, I think. Kids, get off my land. Anyway. Park looks good. It's greening up a little bit. Coming along. Must be mating season. The cranes are all up this morning. I don't know what they're moving around over there. I have to get a big goddamn crane. Yeah. That crab apple is flowering, but it doesn't look healthy. This crab apple doesn't seem like it's doing anything. Willow sister's looking good this morning. Looking yellow and willowy. Crab apple, little crab apple with a lot of red leaves. Larger crab apple with a lot of green leaflets. And then another little one with a lot of red leaflets. And then the big ones here with a lot of flowers. They look good. I'm so glad I don't have hay fever. Because I suspect the pollen counts now and for the next few months are going to be catastrophic for people who are sensitive to the various allergens endemic to the region due to pollen. I'm almost back. I have to remember to take off my shoes and mix up some bread. Get that process going. I still have a little heel of bread left. Enough to get through the day, probably, but having fresh bread this afternoon would be a bonus. So anyway, yeah, hi. Second day this week I've been out. But I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, no time to then.